Let's now bring him in center stage. The man who attracts people to his house 45 minutes early, Pat Pagano. Good morning, yeah. Pat. Pat, I told that story to at least five other people yesterday.
Right.
And the part they loved the most was the guy that fell coming in with his wife, and his wife came in your house and didn't even mention to you until you asked that he fell outside.
Yeah.
I still laugh about that. That sounds like some of my ex-wives.
I just shook my head and said, well, I remember talking with her maybe two summers ago. And she was in the boat and she came over. She stopped at the dock. And I said, and how's Jim doing? And she said, he's not doing well. I said, well, what's wrong? She said, he's got some sort of heart disease. I forgot what it was. She said, there's nothing that is going to make it better. It's just a matter of time.
Congestive heart failure, probably.
No, it's not. It's some sort of disease where the heart actually decays. And I forgot the name of it, but, you know, he's on medication, stuff like that. She says, and also she said to me, he doesn't do anything to help himself, you know. We've told him he's got to lose the weight, blah, 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 you know, and she went on and on and on. So, and this was 2 years ago, and she sounded to me like she had very little, what's the word, sympathy?
Empathy.
Yeah, that's it. So I guess that's where it's at.
Maybe she was, maybe she said to herself, okay, it's happening.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm free.
Last summer, she went to China by herself for 3 weeks, and she does a lot of lectures, and on the business end, and she went to China, and she was there for 3 weeks by herself, and you know she left Jim by himself. So, who knows? Okay. Who knows?
The National Weather Service has stirred the pot up here in our region. By putting, you know, their hazardous weather advisories.
Right.
A moderate to heavy precipitation event possible Thursday night into Friday night as a storm impacts the region. At this time, it appears, the Southern Greens, Taconic, Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills may have the greatest chance of moderate snowfall accumulations.
I would agree with that. But, you know, a lot has to happen for that to work out because there's not a lot of cold air. So whatever cold air is around is going to be strictly elevation. And it would not surprise me if the Berkshires and, you know, say the portions of the upper Catskills wind up getting 3, 4, 5 inches of wet snow out of this, but it would be on the tail end of the storm. So it's going to start as rain and the bulk of it will be rainfall, much of other sitting area, and then toward the tail end, which would be Friday night, that's when those folks go over to wet snow. In the meantime, developing clouds, 55 to 60 today. One or two showers flying by tonight, no big deal, 40. Then the rain comes in late tomorrow and tomorrow night and Friday. The high Friday, 45 to 50 and windy. I would think that rain or showers will end sometime Saturday. Partly cloudy and windy in the mid-40s. So your first half of the weekend, not looking great. And of course, in those areas we just mentioned, the showers could be snow showers. And then Sunday will be a better day, still in the 40s, with partly cloudy skies.
So then we do have a chance to get some snow on the tail end of this.
Tail end. If it all works out the way we're expecting it to work out. Sometimes these storms, when they're blocked, they do move, you know, off of Long Island, but then they move south. And when something happens like that, the precip just cuts off of our area, and there's little in the way of any backlash.
All right.
So it doesn't look that ominous, but again, I would say the potential is there, 3, 4, 5 inches of wet snow, heavy wet snow southern Vermont, through the Berkshires and into the Catskills.
All right, and that would be for late Friday night.
Late Friday night, correct.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, you know. And we've got another couple of days of forecasting to pin that down.
Yeah, and anything stirring up on the weekends up there?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think this weekend is there's always something going on, but it's not a huge weekend. You know what I mean? It's not a huge. You know, there's not like we had last weekend, the weekend in Norfolk and the West Cornwall stroll and stuff like that. So it's not a huge weekend like that this weekend.
Okay.
You know, it's the first weekend in March.
First weekend in March.
You know, because March comes in like a lion, so people probably don't plan a lot of things.
Right. And we also have the full moon. So that will probably give this storm a little boost as well. And, look at it this way. As of tomorrow, 19 days to spring.
Yeah. It's about 2 weeks till we get to turn the clocks again.
That's in April, right? Oh, no. Do they do that in March now?
Yeah.
They do that in March. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
So daylight saving, that's March 11th.
Yeah.
Right. March 11th, right. So we turn the clocks ahead.
Yeah.
Turn the clocks ahead.
That means it'll get a little darker. It'll get a little darker in the morning again, but it'll be lighter later on in the day.
Later on in the day, right. March 11th, yep, the daylight savings time begins. So that's a pretty cool thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, we look forward to something like that, absolutely. Yeah. And so our engineer was out at our tower site this morning because there was a terrible hunt due to the worst phone company in the world, Frontier. We've got to notify them, so we switched over to our STL. And he took a picture of the top of our tower where we have our antenna. And there's got to be 100 birds sitting at the top of the tower. They love the antenna. They're just sitting at the top of the tower, the antenna. All these birds. I'd hate to see what the bottom of the base of that antenna looks like. Because if they're sitting there, you know they got to be pooping. They got to be. You know, because they don't poop when they fly, do they? Yeah, I guess they do. But
so what could you do? You can't do anything about that.
Oh, no. It just looks funny. At our FM tower site for WLHV, an eagle has made a nest in it. And so it's now a protected area.
Wow.
And before any work can be done, you have to notify the Department of Conservation. And there's certain rules you have to apply by. Because there's an eagle's nest about 3/4 of the way up that tower.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And now it's protected.
The minute it's occupied, it's protected. That's exactly right. And there's certain rules and regulations you have to do when your engineers go out and work on the tower.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So we're hoping that the eagle is a big listener. we're very patriotic. Very few radio stations have eagles on their towers. So
yeah, really.
That's out in New York State. The tower in New York State. And we got eagles on that tower, and we got birds on this tower. So we've gone to the birds, Pat.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All you need now is Hitchcock.
That's right. Well, oh goodness gracious. I'm really interested in this storm on Friday, though, because the heavy rain's gonna flood the front of my house. How much rain do you think, inch wise?
An inch to an inch and a half.
Yeah. And then if it turns to wet, if for some reason for us it turns to wet snow, that'll be even worse. That'll be even worse.
Real sloppy.
Yeah. And you can't shovel that stuff because it weighs 600 pounds.
Right. Yeah. Real sloppy. So, yeah, this is very typical of March, as you well know.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting yesterday, we went to go to the city. I said, I have a feeling it'll get cold again, but I think those really bitter 0 and 5 below days hopefully are gone.
I have to agree with you. It gets harder and harder to get the temperature that low at this time of the year. It can happen, but it gets more and more difficult. So I think those days are gone, but, you know, days where, you know, temperatures during the day fail to reach freezing, that's still a possibility.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But at least the thought of those, that horrible cold snap, thinking that there's a really great chance that won't happen again, is it warmed the cockles of my heart. That's all I can say. It's warmed the cockles of my heart.
Well, that's good. But as you well know, those rainy days, you don't care for.
No. Rainy days and temperature. If it rains, the temperature has to be at 55 or 60. Anything worse than that is terrible. It's terrible.
Right.
So, all right. Well, I guess we beat this weather to the thing. And when's your next party at your house?
The 10th.
Okay. Is that guy coming back?
No, that's just friends. No. Absolutely not.
You know what? I think you should get an extra large set of clothes and just store them at your house in case he comes back.
Yeah, well, I don't see that happening anytime soon. So I'm not worried about it.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a worry-free day.
Well, thank you. Do the same, and I'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
I'll be here. Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.